Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Ngenda kusaba mbulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request to greet of your brethren.
Mumuwubirako.
As we wave at them.
Erango mwagalize omusana omungi ogw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
As we wish them the much light of the word of God.
Ogutumulisiza okutuuka ku bulamu butaggwaawo.
Which enlighten us to reach the eternal life.
N'obulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And all the goodness of God.
Kubanga ayogera mu Efeso sura ey'okutaano.
Because he speaks in the Ephesians chapter 5.
Onyole 13.
Verse 13.
Ng'agamba nti.
And he says that.
Buli ekibikkulwa.
Everything reproved.
Nekirabisibwa.
And it is manifest.
Omusana gwe gukirabisa.
Light is what manifests it.
Wabula si musana mulala nga guno ogw'enjuba ogwaka.
But not any other light like of the sun.
Naye omusana ekigambo kya Katonda
light of the word of God
ogubikkula okubulamu okutuuka ku bulamu butaggwaawo
which reveals life to reaching eternal life
n'obulungi bwa Katonda
and the goodness of God
bwayogerako ennyo wali ng'asinzira mu Zaburi ya 119
that is speaks of most in the Psalms 119
onyole 15
verse 105
agamba nti ekigambo kya Katonda tabaazi
and he said the word of God is a lamb
era musana ogutumulisiza mu kkubo ery'obulamu
light which enlighten us in the way of life
weewaawo gwe musana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda ogujjudde okumanya
the full light of the word of God filled with knowledge that he commanded to shine in darkness in the darkness of lies of Satan that will be saved from the schemes of the evil Satan for he spoke in the 2nd Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6-7 that he commanded light to shine in darkness of knowledge of God's glory before Christ. And that treasure is put in this vessel of clay to enlighten to us even to the others. Because he spoke, we are the light of the world. And we enlighten it to see the glory of God that they may worship him all the days. Praise Jesus much. By name and voice,
Ronald Hope Witness,
Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God to move welcome to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory to reach you to the life eternal. For it's the generation he promised in the Psalms 78 verses 6 up to 8. Children who will be born, children who know their God, those who testify to the works of his hands, yet they are not like generation of their fathers, people who did not align well their hearts with God. So the time passed. As
he
said, Hosea 4:6,
his
people are desperate for lacking knowledge. But on this time,
he's
brought knowledge to give us eternal life. As he speaks in the John 17, verse 3, that eternal life is to know the one true God and the Christ Jesus he sent. So that's why we've welcomed you to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory to giving you life to eternal life. Praise Jesus much. And in this ministry we are there to lead the worldwide call where God has called work with him in his final work on this planet earth. And that work is the revival and the restoration of all things to be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever, passing through restoration gospel of salvation. It's the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. So on this time, we want to move you on the part 8 of God's highest ways which manifests his marvelous works, the marvelous works of God on the earth. have.
Ministry ethics.
Or you call it ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Yes, we've come studying with you concerning the seven highest ways of God, which manifests His marvelous works on the earth. In those ways, they are the seven spirits of God, those sent in the whole earth. According to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2,
there is
the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of knowledge, spirit of fear of the Lord. If you are able to unseal the right holy scriptures, the righteous thoughts of God, they were passed through these seven highest ways of God, and to see how they are fulfilled. Praise Jesus, man. But in this, our eighth part of God's highest ways, which manifests His marvelous works on the earth, we move on to see the voice speaking and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We move on to see the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we've come studying many things concerning the righteous thoughts of God, the holy scriptures, in the holy book of God, the Bible, as they were passed through spirit of wisdom, and we were shown that thus there is no any other wisdom except that in the word of God. And in the same way, to understand the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God, you must be under the wisdom that in the word of God, to be able to understand. He speaks first in the Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 to 9, and he says like this. Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 8. How do you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly he made it falsely. The pen of the scribes made it a lie. Verses 9. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you reject the word of God, you think what wisdom is within you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So passing through spirit of wisdom, we discover that the only pure wisdom of God is in the word of God, and it alone can be able to separate for us the voice of God, the speaking of God, and the calling of God. Because many people say that God called me, but he does not know his voice, he does not know the speech of God. Now me, I wonder, you and you do not know the voice of God, and you do not know the speech of God, How can you get to understand is the one who has called you? So because we see God's highest ways, which manifests his marvelous works on the earth, or what we call ministry ethics, because we see the way we pass through to serve with God,
it
forced us to go back on the way of spirit of wisdom, that it can separate us the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God. Because many people say that they have been called. Yet the question is, you and you do not know the voice of God. You don't know the speech of God. How can you understand it's the one who called you?
Now,
because we've heard the worldwide call, till we want this to be known officially, because
we
heard revival of all things, this to be one, it to be understood and it's revived. The voice of God, how does it appear? The speaking of God, how is it? And this calling, how does it appear?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Because the wisdom is why there is
instruction.
We need the instruction of wisdom. Them alone I want to direct us the voice. For when he speaks with us according to Proverbs 15, verse 33, he speaks saying like this. Proverbs chapter 15, verse
33.
The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Yes. The fear of the Lord cometh instruction of wisdom. Now we need the instruction of wisdom.
It
direct and instructs us the voice of God. When he speaks to the Proverbs chapter 8, he says wisdom moves on to bring out its voice. Let's read we hear. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1.
Amagezi tegogerera waguru.
Does not wisdom cry out? And understanding put forth her voice.
He,
yes.
Amagezi,
wisdom brings out its voice to us. And it's like a person who cries. And it's loud enough. Even understanding joins on. Why in this time I want to understand this aspect?
Yes, okuita mumoyo wa amagezi.
Yes, passing through spirit of wisdom. The wisdom in the word of God. We are revealing the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God.
But
joining on passing spirit of understanding, we can join verses 2-4 and above, and we bring to you the clear voice. For he first speaks according to Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9-10. And see whom he make to understand what is preached. So join the spirit of wisdom on this time.
He
gives us wisdom in the word of God. Bring on the spirit of understanding.
And
adds on this voice to appear very clear.
And
joins for you 2-4 commands and above of the voice of God. 2-4 and above verses of the voice of God. Right from the New and the Old Testament, or from different books, make up the Bible
to
bring the clear voice of God. You understand how it appears, even the speech, and the calling of God appears very clear. Let's read in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verses 9.
Ani gwaliyigiriza okumanya. Era ni gwalitegeeza ebibuulirwa. Aba baleseeyo okuyonka era bavudde ku mabeere.
Whom shall he teach knowledge
And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts. Verses 10.
Kubanga chiba kiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri.
For precept, must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Praise Jesus much. Now, if you read Proverbs
8,
verses 1, wisdom brings out its voice, loud voice. Understanding joins on. Now the wisdom in the
world
brings the voice of God loud up as
it
is. It's very clear. But to move to understand it well, there is join on the voice of understanding. There is join on spirit of understanding.
Read
Isaiah 28:9-10. Who will he make to understand what is preached? And who will he make to understand? It will be command by command. Command by command. Those are two, four and above commands. Even above. And you hear really the voice. Indeed, God is one who commanded there. When you've understood the voice of God, two, four and above verses, you hear clearly the voice when you understand it.
Then here
a little, there a little. From the Old and the New Testament.
All
different books make up the Bible. The Holy Book of God. And here, many are going to be clearly understood that indeed we are not called, neither were they sent by God. Yes. For he says in the verse 14, and he says like this, Isaiah 28:13.
Wano katono, aho katono. Bagende bagwebu gazi, bamenyeke, bategewe, bakwatiwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. Now the word of God to bring the voice of God. But the word of God alone is where there is wisdom.
Spirit
of wisdom who brings voice of God which is out loud. Now through spirit of understanding, the word of God has brought confirm well that voice. Through four and above commands,
let me
prove that the voice of God. Through four and above verses, and we prove it's God who spoke right from the Old and the New Testament.
All
different books make up the Bible.
It's
where we're going to cause the falling of everyone who wasn't called.
One
was then called for, you must know the voice of one who called you, and you know his speech, and then you prove that calling.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now many say God told me. You can ask him the speech of God and you beat him for that. Tell him in the world there are many voices. How did you realize that is of God?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he spoke based in Jeremiah 23, and he said in the last day, you will understand I didn't send those prophets.
but
they ran quick. I did not speak with them. But
they
began to speak, cause me speak. You know what it means? God denies, I've never spoken with him. What does he know of my voice? Read me Jeremiah 23, we hear. Jeremiah 23 and the verse 19.
Laba, chibuyaga wa mukama, chechiruiche, afurumye wewao, chibuyaga omungi, aligwa kumutwe gwa babi.
Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. Verse 20.
Obusungu wa mukama, tebuli doktu salwali mara okutu ukiriza. Okutusa lwali komekereza omutima gwe gumaliridde munako ezoluvannyuma muli kitegeerera ddala.
The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it perfectly. Verse 21.
Saatuma bannabbi abo naye nti naye ne baddukana mbiro.
I have not sent these prophets, yet they reign. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. Yes. In the latter days you will understand this. Those are the very ones we are in. That I did send those prophets, and they ran quick. I didn't speak with them, yet they prophesied and they gave the false prophecy. The question is,
you
think why would God have spoken this on his ministers if they prove he spoke with them? Let them tell us how his voice appears. Tell us his speech. Let me understand the calling that is sent them. You know he said that now in the latter days, after you will have returned, as we call you to return now, unto you who have been ministering, understand indeed whether it's God who calls you or not. Even you who has been eagerly waiting to enter the ministration of the
one
call, prove the call of God, whether it's what called you. Right now, if you didn't prove,
it's
time to prove and you are sure of the one who called you. For he spoke in Malachi chapter 3, verse 18. And he said, after you would have returned, Son, the one who serves who never serves me. It's the time.
In
the whole world it's to be discerned. Every person will hear of a voice, a speech, and the calling of God, and the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
You will be
able to discern whether he was called or not. You yourself a minister too. Understand whether one who ministers you indeed he was called. He heard the voice of God or not. Praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Me, I'm an apostle. To lead in revival of all things of heavens and earth. To be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever. That's why
you
say Malachi chapter 3 saying like this.
Malachi chapter 3
in the verse 18.
Awe mulida ne mwawulo mutukirivu no mubi oyawereza Katonda noyo atamuwereza.
Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serves God and him that serves him not. Yes.
Omanyi usubulu kwa ulawereza Katonda muwereza.
You know you can discern between who serves God who never serves him.
Omutukuvu natali
the righteous and the wicked.
Bubanga gwawereza mutufu tomanyi dogozi.
The one you serve indeed you do not know his voice.
Ngatomanyi nanjogera.
And you do not know his speech.
Okakazuti anga gwawereza.
How sure are you is the one you are serving?
Ngorede wano mukama awo muulira wale dogozi.
Ready in this world your Lord you hear his voice from far.
Mukama wange uya jabanaka.
Say my master is there coming.
Heard of me? Did I ever speak with you? Or you speak falsehood about me?
Yet
can a person deceive on behalf of God?
But
can a person deceive on behalf of God?
Now,
if on behalf of God, time has dawned on you. For he speaks on Job and he says, can man deceive on behalf of God? Praise Jesus much. You're going to understand all those. Because the sheep of God, they must be able to hear his voice. You first read us Job.
Job chapter
14, verses 6. Hear now my reasoning and hearken to the pleading of my lips. Verse
7.
Will you speak wickedly for God and talk deceitfully for him? Yes. You can talk deceitfully
as
you speak that God sent you and he never sent you.
And
you say he said this. When the words you speak, they are not on the standard of the only wise God. And you speak
things,
even a young child cannot speak them. If they do not connect with the kingdom of God, speak foolish and profane things. And you say the Lord spoke them to you. Did you hear him as he spoke with his voice? You know his speech, how it is. He ever called you to serve him. And you speak deceitfully of him. And you speak of him, but not of truth. It's not in righteousness. As
we read
in Isaiah 48. Say we speak of him.
We've
never had a voice of God.
Don't
disappreciate from other voicings. You first pause the ministry, put it aside. And you first seek for the ministry of full knowledge of God to help you on that. For a time has come, God, to prove you've never served him. And it means you never heard of his voice. Even his speech, you don't know it.
He
has never called you in the ministry you are into. Read me Isaiah 48, we
see.
Isaiah chapter 48, verses 1. Isaiah chapter 48, verse
1.
Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of the waters of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth, now in righteousness.
He,
yes. You speak of God, not in truth, neither in righteousness. Have you ever heard of his voice? Do you differentiate it from the other voicings? You know his speech. You know he speaks in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 10 to 11.
In
the world there are many voices. In those voices, each has a meaning of it. Friend, that of God, how did you differentiate it from both thousands of voicings?
Banange,
friends,
we
moved on to humbling. That we first understand the speech of God. Praise Jesus much. Here we see God's highest ways, which manifest God's marvelous works. In those ways, they are the seven spirits of God. We've chosen out the spirit of wisdom to discern, separate for us the voice, the speech, and the calling of God. Then you would have learned what is called ministry ethics. The righteous ways through which we serve God. My friend, as I've told you,
hey,
my goodness,
I
don't know you heard whose voice, but let us see. Read me 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10 to 11. We hear.
Abakolinse chisoka isule ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 10.
Mpozi waliwo mu nsi engeri ez'amaloboozi weziti.
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Verse
11.
Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaks a foreigner, and he that speaks shall be a foreigner unto me. Yes. In the world there are many kinds of voicings. Whose voice did you hear? For all voicings they have a meaning. But the voice of God contains wisdom. Contains understanding that joined up well. As the light of the word of God is. But according to what you tell us, in the world many kinds of voicings, you keep saying the Spirit spoke with you. The Lord told me. Do you realize it is God on the many voicings in the world? Give us the proof and the spirit of wisdom that in the word of God alone, understanding joined for us, we see whether it's the voice of God which spoke with you. Every voice has a meaning. That which spoke with you meant what? And it reached to tell you that God has called you pray with all people, born again and those not born again, and you forget.
Prayers,
those who don't keep the law are detestable to the Lord.
One
to contend with the voice we first spoke that.
Yes.
Yes. The house of God.
Would
be a house of prayer.
We will.
Thus.
But
you
or
you cannot pray with them when they have not yet gotten saved to leave their sins.
That's
told you pray with all people.
Or
just pray with their sins. My friends. Read me Proverbs we see.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 28, verses
9.
He that turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be abomination. Yes. You cannot pray with all people.
But
what I know God calls all people, they come the way they are. When they reach, it makes them into a new creation. And all the past is finished. And then you pray with them. The prayer of those who not keep the laws of God, they are detestable.
The
house of God will be a house of prayer. Which voice did you hear? The one who called you, is it God or the so-called gods? Is it the Lord God or the Lords? For in the world, there are many lords. We want to know who called you.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much.
But
when he speaks, First Corinthians chapter
8,
verse
5
and 6, he speaks this on that issue.
First
Corinthians chapter
8,
verse
5.
For though there be those called gods, whether in the heaven or in the earth, as there be gods, many and lords, many. Verse
6. Kitafe, Yesu Kristo.
But to us there one God, the Father, whom are all things, and we in him, one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Verse 7.
Nayo kumanyoko tekulimu bantu bonna. Naye abalala kubanga bamanyire ebifaananyi okutuusa kaakano. Balya ng'ebiweereddwa eri ebifaananyi n'omwoyo gwabwe.
But there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience about idols, and unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. Yes.
Musi
in the world.
Wario abaitwa ba katonda banji.
Those many called gods.
Era na abakama.
Even the lords.
Erife
unto us.
God the
Father is the one we know.
No man Jesus Christ.
Even the Son Jesus Christ.
No more yomutuku.
In the Holy Spirit. But that knowledge is not in all people. Friends.
You
does not have knowledge of the voice of God the Father, how it is. His speech. How did you understand is the one who called you? In the midst of the Lord's. You see,
you have
to analyze your calling, friend.
Yagame
told you in the latter days, as of today, you will know. I did not send those prophets, and they ran quick. I did speak with them, and they spoke deceitfully about me.
And
you get so sorry and every stubbornness in selling the ring water and the holy apples and they sell miracles to the people and
they
spoke freely, give them. And you speak, he is the one who called you. Have you ever heard of his voice? Do you know his speech?
No,
and you appear like that, and you are all prophetic like that, and you can speak vulgar words. God, does he speak vulgar? Even your mouth made it his mouth that he speaks vulgar through it. Friends, you analyze the voice you heard.
May it be
of these gods who are not to be in the heavens and earth, they are going to perish.
And you say,
all gods who never created heavens and earth, those you serve out there in that voice not clear. You know, people think that when you hear
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
he
is be unto you, and you think the Lord is the one who has come. Because a voice is changed and it's all soft.
Elijah,
I'm sending you. You send me on what, Lord? I said you build me a church, a glorious big church. That's what you built for me. Build me a glass church. Lord, you died for which church? That's one or me. But friends, but here you are finished. All religions on the ground. The church you have built, where is it?
Who is
coming back for the church without spot, not a wrinkle? If they are His holy ones,
you
have built buildings. Who sent you for that? Whose voice did you hear? Those of religion, look to things of the beliefs, even you of the false salvation. You know there is a fake money always. In salvation there is a fake salvation.
They have
cathedrals, they have abandoned the church, the holy ones. The voice of God says, not a stone will remain on another. When they showed him the building style of the temple. I don't know now, Pastor, how many have heard the voice of God and who understand His speech. Then they say that He called them. For even the Lord's, there are many. All those they are to perish. Whether those the lords you have, they are to perish now, how more you? Read me Jeremiah, we hear. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 11.
Bwe mutwe mba mubagamba, nti bakatonda abatakola gulu nansi, abobali bula munsi, nokuva wansi weggulu.
Thus shall you say unto them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Yes. Those gods, the lords you heard, they are to perish from these heavens and the earth.
In
one place they are to end in hell and the lake of fire. But if you heard those, you're going to shout on the day of the Lord. In Matthew 7, verse 21. And you come speak, Lord, Lord. And say, I have never known you.
And
say, Lord, is it not you who sent me? No. How did I speak with you? Remind me. My brethren, a time you analyze, you heard who sent you. Whom did you hear saying, whom will I send? I have not yet reached there. But it's true, friends. If you cannot
hear
the voice of the Lord your God, who sent you? The lords are many. The gods, they are many. You do not know the voice of the one true God. You do not know His speech. How can you tell me that He sent you? My friends, in John chapter 10, verse 26 to 27, he speaks as he says this. John chapter 10, verse 26. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Verse
27.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Yes. Now it is like this. You know to be that you are not of the sheep, the sheep of the Lord. And when you read Psalms 23, He does not know you. You read that the Lord is my shepherd. You first wait a little. There is a problem.
Let me go back in Matthew chapter
7,
verse
21.
Downwards. And you see to speaking, Lord, Lord.
It's
not what enters you the kingdom of heaven. Because you did separate which Lord?
Matthew chapter 7, verse
21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter in the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Verse
22.
Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, and in your name have cast out demons, and in your name done many wonderful works? Verse
23.
And then will I prophesy unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity. Yes.
Not
everyone speak, Lord, Lord. One who enters kingdom of heaven. For many will come saying, my Lord, we preach the gospel in your name. We
worked
miracles and the wonders. Say, depart from me. I've never known you. You that work iniquity. Now we preached and we had which Lord? On that is a very amazing day. Yes. My goodness. You see how he said that he should hear his voice? You had which Lord on the thousands of the Lord? You had the Lord of Lords, the living God. What did you hear? Let us repeat this, John. John
10:26-27.
John chapter 10:26. But you believe not, because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you. Verse 27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Have you heard? When you connect Matthew, we've just read about 7:21, 22-23. Not everyone who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who do what my Father. It means there are many laws.
The
one you served is not the one you were before now on judgment. For he has said, many will come saying, we preach the gospel in your name, Lord. I have never known you. That is John 10, 26-27.
He
say his sheep, they hear his voice. And he knows them. That means you have never heard his voice. He does not know you. Initially, we understand each other's voice. God understands us, and we too understand him. When you go back to the verse 3, John chapter
10:3.
To him the gatekeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Verse 4.
Azikulembera n'endiga zimugoberera And
when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Verse
5.
And the stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Yes.
Indiga eza katunda.
The sheep of God.
Abana wa katunda.
The children of God.
Abawiriza wa katunda.
The servants of God.
Abantu wa katunda.
The people of God.
Baba ino kubanga bamanye
dobozi. They must be able to know his voice.
Ngabamanye njogera ya
katunda. And they know the speech of God.
Kati gwe.
Now you.
Kanso kiri kubombusa mize.
Let me first speak to those in the wizards.
Eyo je munyori emizimu ngajinyora amarobozi.
There where demons they twist their voicings. You are so bad off. You run quick, seek for the God who created heavens and earth. Those you call gods, they will never be there. I speak you two of the religions. I don't even know.
For
where did you ever hint to last hear the voice of God? See, even that in his word, you do not hear it. You do other things. Those of the belief, what and which are those which sent you now?
There
are those
I hear,
they're going to be in the paradise of God on this earth forever. Yeah, God in the voice of God, heavens and earth will not live forever. They will pass away with the melting of fire. According to 2 Peter chapter 3. From verse 10 downwards up to verse 15. I don't know that paradise you speak of. Who spoke with you such things?
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus
much.
You know, many people move on to read. And they read the Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. The shepherd, you do not know his voice.
Of course,
it's needed like that. People who said they were called of God. And they planted ministries on this earth. Let them explain us the voice of God which spoke with them. Even its speech.
They
understand they were called by the living God or not. And you.
You
two who got to be ministered to. Go to seek for the living God when that person had another thing.
And
you find yourself in the synagogues of the devils. Because you didn't ask this who say God sent him. God, how does he speak?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know, when I had just met all of you, right from there 2014, you heard me proclaim to you the speech of God. Because I know the one who sent me. I know his voice and his speech. And I know he called me. I'm sure. Because I know his voice. Are you agile? Can separate the voice from the voice of other lords.
And
I hear them, they are
not
clear. I cast them in the dustbin. Even burning, I burn what they have spoken. Whether they have spoken in the vision. All they speak through, I must know the voice of the one true God. Even his word, Jesus. And his Holy Spirit. If it exceeds on that voice, I don't want to know the race. God, though passes it through a human being, I hear it is God speaking. That's why I can humble even to the young that I hear the voice of God. But for you, stubbornness, you can't humble to the young, for you don't know the voice of God. If you don't know, you can pass it through a poor person. Perhaps you can pass it through a camel.
Oh,
a donkey can speak. All the stones. Out of it came the voice of God. The one you speak of is be a shepherd. Yet he said, does not know you, for you don't know his voice. Read me Psalms 23 in the verse
1.
Psalms chapter 23, verses
1.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Verse 2.
He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Verse
3.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yes. The Lord is my shepherd. Are you sure? That is the original Lord. He who was, who is, who will be, that we meet in every situation, not as the other lords, the gods who never created heavens and earth, those who will not be in the entire heavens, even the earth, they are to be in hell and the lake of fire. Whom did you hear? And who do you hear?
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much. Whom did you hear? Whom did you hear? And whom do you hear up to today? One of the problems you have. Anytime you appear, the word of God has no room in you. And you are thinking of dreams and visions. I had a voice tell me. I dreamt. And the word of God is not in you. It will be very hard to understand his voice, neither his speech. You are to hear many things which deceive you. You're going to hear demons. And they have appeared as gods to you. You know, Satan transforms himself as angel of light. And he appears as God. My. Praise Jesus much. Let's read in John chapter 8.
42-43.
John chapter 8, verse 42.
Yesu n'abagamba nti singa Katonda ye kitammwe mwandinjagadde nze kubanga naveri Katonda nenjija so sajja kulwanga nzekka naye oyo ye yantuma.
Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Verse
43.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Yes. If you fail to understand the speech of God, you can understand some voice of God. You cannot separate it from other voices. But one of the problems you have,
so
having the word not having room in your heart is not enough in there. You must have it 2-4 and above verses. 2-4 and above commands. Upon every issue of God. And then you separate that voice. But where the problem appears, never to understand the speech of God. But you think God can tell you, build me a church when it's on 2 acres of land and it's a glass church, and he is the same who spoke. Acts chapter 17,
right from
verse 23 downwards, that God who created heavens and earth
does not be
temples built with human hands.
It
tells me, build me a church, my house.
And it's on like 2 acres. I'm going to ask him, God, you have your spirit spoke, Acts chapter 17, verse 23 to 26, God who created heavens and earth,
does
not live in temples built with hands. How dare you tell me, I build you a house, the church,
or
build a synagogue, or where we gather from that you come meet us. Because, oh Lord,
he said in
Isaiah 66, the verse 1, heaven is your throne,
earth
is your footstool. What house can we build for you? What resting place can we put for you?
Oh
Lord, you have forgotten your speech. There are those who say, but what's wrong with that apostle? That that God made me. He sent me. I know his voice very clear, even his speech. I know what he can speak and what he cannot speak. And don't claim and out there that God has sent you to me. You know you have wise demons which are upon you to cause confusion. You prove he has sent you because I will hear him speak through you.
Dang.
Praise Jesus much. Are we together?
We
if you do not know the speech of God, you cannot understand his voice. There are things I see here, people have deceived us much that God sent them. God can indeed not speak like that.
It's
not even his voice. But you
too,
you're going to move and understand it in a special way. Many are in the synagogues of Satan. And they think they're out there, God's called them. People have begun religions, but hearing voices they do not know.
And
they have begun beliefs.
They have
amazing actions and the within things. If you look
at
only wise God and his understanding, things cannot be like that.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. He warns us in Revelation chapter 2, verses 9 and verse 40. Mostly unto us who seek for the true living God. If someone says God's called him, indeed he called him. It needs him tell you how he heard the voice of God and how was the speech of God to him. Revelation chapter 2, verses
9.
I know your works and tribulations and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of them who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Verse
13. Antipa,
I know your works
and where you dwell, even where Satan's throne is. And you hold fast my name and have not denied my faith, even in those days when Antipas, my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwells. Yes. You know this, when you go to the synagogue of Satan, you know these religions. My God. Friend Satan. He appears as Lord. Yet they are the so-called lords and they are not lords. They appear as gods. Yet they are the so-called gods, not the true gods. Yet they are fallen angels. And they speak with people because they know they separate the voice and the speech of God. And they begin many religions and the different beliefs. In the world, no one can just ask them, how did God call them? Because no one can confront them. The world too does not know how God speaks. And his voice, how can it appear? If someone tell them God sent them, they say God sent you, what else can we say? If someone has great some power, whether it's not good, they cannot know that. Praise Jesus much.
Others
have synagogues and they have a throne of Satan there.
And they say,
God told them to make him a seat where he will sit in their synagogues.
It's no,
any person who sits in it, neither a pastor nor that pastor who they speak of. And you hear that the God of so and so, not my friend. We speak of God who created heavens and earth. Him who alone who was, who is, and who is to be, together with his word Jesus Christ, even his Holy Spirit. Others. If we are accepted and allowed to first check out of spirit, not. I say this. And you
first.
To be in the spirit is to be in the scriptures to tell you what to do. For the words is there, their spirit and the
life.
But you come to this they call humanity. Yes.
People that comes
down on their heads, begins to speak through them in come to humanity and you slap both their cheeks. But it's not the way we do it. We are bringing the letter of the word of God as today. And cut those demons on their heads which claim to be God. They come on their heads like that. I am Jesus. I died for you. Yet what he speaks, the voice and the speech is questionable. Demons, there's no understanding. That even the Father comes also. Yes, I am your Father. I gave you the Son. He died for you. Listen to me. Who do you familiarize in the prophets? How have you never seen any came on the head of a single prophet? Which apostle did he come on his head like that? Which said the Spirit of the Lord was on my tongue and his words.
So sick. And
that God came, descended within me. That's a demon. You, a small person, the entire God comes to fit within you. Even an angel sends him.
And
gives him of his fullness, speaks on the behalf of God. I've never seen an angel arrive and he say, whoa,
I,
the Lord your God.
Now
God to do all those. He reaches to come down in you. Why does he not send his angel?
Oh,
he sends his spirit. God does not possess any person.
Praise
Jesus much.
There
are those who say, I heard his voice out in the sky. If
they
are demons. Friends,
the
time has come with several one who serves who never serves God. The righteous and the wicked. Because we must know the voice of God. His speech. Then we know those he called. We run to them, they give us much light of his words. The way is this. You know, Prophet Moses, when he met God, he told him,
yes,
you are God. Where I go, I will tell them who and what is your name. I tell them, who are you?
Many
people call this us. That God spoke with them. You did ask him who he is. For we know there are those called lords. And there are those who call themselves gods. The fallen angels. Even children of men filled with demons. And they appear as gods.
But
the truthful which God spoke with you. We want to know. We want to understand. And we separate that. Let's read in Exodus we hear. Exodus chapter 3, verse 13.
Musa na gamba katonda ntiraba. Bwendige ndanze eri abana ba Isirayiri. Nemba gamba nti katonda waba chitamwe yantumye eri mwe. Nabo bali yogera nti eri nyali yani.
And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and they shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Yes.
Gwe.
You. You know, believer, you know this. You child of God.
You
must have the intelligence of your living God. That the children of Israel had it.
You
come, he claim he sent you who? What is his name? It was known they could put you on tension and check. You explain to us. His voice, how does he speak? How is his speech? What is his name? There, tell us what he sent you.
You
think you just came on there that God sent me? This is the generation I've seen.
We
are children of generations of the world. They are wiser than children of the
lies.
And in the church, people don't ask. Then when they hear God sent me, they run. They've never discerned the living God with others.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
that's a bad situation. It's destruction.
The
one leading you in the pits is a blind person. And both you fall in there. But I want to end here today. I'll come back, we move on. To totally differentiate
us. The
Holy Spirit spoke in the first Timothy chapter 4.
No,
verse 1 as it says this. First Timothy chapter 4 from verse 1.
Na yomo ya yogira ruatu, timonako izoru vanyoma. Waliba wa waliba mkukiriza. Ngaba ulire miyoye jichamia.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes. In the latter times, people depart from faith. Romans 10:17 speaks of it. That come from hearing the word of God.
In
the hear deceitful spirit. That he had a rema word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just
spoke. Coming back.
God say,
God. See the power. Rema words. You know the madness involved there? Let me tell you,
who call yourself
ministers of God, yet you're not.
Who claim
apostles of Christ, yet not. Your time is over. Since God's moved to do the final work,
it's
great for you people in the world as you hear today. Go back, tell them God called you. Ask you his voice, speak his name. Where did he begin from?
Kubanga abantu batulide ddala.
People have sat deep in the teaching of
demons.
They hear deceitful spirits that you cannot separate them. At times they think God is the one teaching them. What I know God teaches you to profit,
and
show you the way you have to go to.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But you know it. Because we base in God's heavenly government on the earth. Spoken of most in the Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6-7.
Here
that do the will of God on earth as it's in the heaven. According to Matthew chapter 6. Chapter 6, verse 9-10.
That
thy will be done on earth as it's in the heaven.
Government, that
government we've seen it has its 8 departments.
And
we also see its central government.
It's
God's government to the governments of the earth. To see that we give light to governments of the world. Understand that God rules in their governments. Even to tell those in the world to submit to those governments. Even the 8 departments we see that side. According to those in the Daniel 4. Verse 24-26. Even those in Romans 13. Verses 1-4. In Titus chapter 3, verse 1. You know this. We pass through there to fulfill God's worldwide promised call. That is spoke based on Isaiah 41:4. And in Romans chapter 11, verse 29. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. The calling of God and his gift unchangeable.
Up
to today, God still calls all nations to serve with him. And serve with him in the final work on the planet earth. The intention to hinder devil stand this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. According to those in Romans chapter 9, verse 28-29. In that final work, it's the revival
and
the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth. Be known the way they were, the way they should be, and the way they will be forever. As we prepare the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the promise in the Acts 3, verse 20-21, Matthew chapter 17, verse 11. And that revival has been done, passing through restoring the gospel of salvation.
The gospel preached to all creations in heavens and earth. To fighting material against gospel of the world. According Colossians 1 verse 23. And it's come. And that gospel is the gospel of the kingdom of God. And the righteousness. In the kingdom of heaven, as we reveal all the secrets of kingdom of heaven. That's Matthew 24 verse 14. Matthew 10 verse 7 and the verse 8 and Matthew 13 and verse 11. In that call, because it's great, we had to move on separating the voice of God. The voice of God, the speaking of God, even the calling of God. That's God the Father, God the one we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit,
who
we know as Spirit of the Lord, even voice of all creations, as we separate them from the voices of demons, the devils, as we shall come back to see. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Putting in action. Even take to the whole world. For the time is at hand. Jesus coming quick.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.